down to Ground Zero, spent some time with the firefighters. And it turns out you had a very strange connection to 9/11. And you talk about it in the book. Would you tell us what that is?
Well, one of the surprising chapters in stories I only tell my friends is that I flew with the 9/11 hijackers on a dry run.
Oh.
And
without realizing.
Without realizing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I was shooting the West Wing in D.C. at the time, and I always took, I think it was 93 or 73, the flight that leaves Dulles to Los Angeles that eventually they put into the Pentagon. And so it was 11 days before 9/11, and, you know, I make the flight a lot. I didn't really think anything of it. I got on the flight. It was packed, a small plane. Looked around the cabin, don't remember anything in particular. Nobody looked scary. Nobody looked like a terrorist.
We weren't even thinking like that. No.
But I do remember that it looked like an absolutely normal flight. Slept most of it, and that was it. 9/11 happens. A year and a half later, I go to the mailbox. There is an envelope from the Attorneys General of the state of Maryland. And I think, well, I'm in trouble now. I've really done something bad this time. And I open it up, and I'm on the list to be deposed for Zacharias Moussaoui's defense.
Wow.
And I think it's like a, you know, this has to be an April Fool's joke. Has to be. So I call my attorney. My attorney checks it out, and he says, no, it's the real deal. Did you fly on this flight at this time? I said, yeah. He says, that was a dry run. They were all on it with you.
Oh, my gosh. That must have stopped your heart.
It did. It almost just even telling the story, it almost feels like it didn't really happen to me.
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, I'm just grateful that I wasn't, you know, one of the so many Americans who really suffered.
Did you have to testify or something like that?
No, remember I think he represented himself in the trial.
That's right.
And then pled out. Mm-hmm. So it never went.
You avoided that.
Yeah, I avoided it.
But how many times you fly? We all fly all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You get on a plane, you don't look around looking for trouble. You don't even think about it.
Yeah, no, it was, and it shows you just how fragile and faded all of our lives are.
We're hanging by a thread. Yeah.
You know what? Well, I'll tell you, we're not hanging by a thread. I'm gonna change it up a little bit. Going to your book, which was fascinating.
Thank you.
Because you talked about not only a lot of the struggles that you went through and that you overcame, but he talks so much about the behind-the-scenes stuff on what happened on a lot of your films.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna start with the first one.